Please do be seated. I wonder how well you know the Christmas story. We come every year to celebrate, which is wonderful. And yet there are some things that I wonder whether we truly know. So, what we're going to do, we're going to have a little friendly competition to warm you up for those family quizzes this afternoon after Christmas lunch. And what we'll do, we'll start on this side. If you answer the question right, that's great, that's 1 point, and then we'll go to question two over here. If you don't get it right, then I'll give the opportunity for this side to answer. So, on this side, who told Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? No, over on this side, who told Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? Yes, well, Caesar Augustus higher up the tree, but yes. So it was the authorities who told them to go to their hometown. So, one to this side. Your question. True or false? Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus because they were following a star.
True. False.
Okay, show of hands. True? False. Yep, that's correct. That's false. Because they were there because of the order to go to the census. What form of transport does the Bible say that Mary and Joseph used to get to Bethlehem? That's the trick question. The Bible doesn't say. But tradition has it. And a lot of what we understand of the Christmas story, we can blame on medieval artists who put a lot of imagination to that.
So do we give them one for that?
Yes, we'll give them one. Yeah, it is Christmas.
Which
Old Testament prophet had the most to say about the birth of Christ? Correct! Yes, that's the prophet Isaiah, and a lot of the book of Isaiah is quoted in the New Testament. In the accounts announcing the birth of Christ, how many times did angels appear? Who said three? You're on this side. That's quite correct. Okay. Who inspired me? Who told Joseph the baby's name was to be Jesus? That's this side. Who told Joseph the baby's name was to be Jesus? Yes. Okay. Okay. There are probably five or more names for Jesus found in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament prophecies. And if you can give me three of those, you've got your point. So the names of Jesus found in the Old Testament. Emmanuel, yes? Yes? Another one? Prince of Peace? Yep. Wonderful counselor. There's a lot from Isaiah again, so that's good. What was yours? King of the World. Well, he is, but he's not actually named there, but that's good. Right. What are the meanings of the two names Jesus and Emmanuel? What do they mean? Emmanuel is God with us, yes. And Jesus? Saviour, isn't it? So, half a point. Half a point. Right. The shepherds and the wise men went to see Jesus. Which group followed the star? And which group went to find the baby because an angel told them where to look? No. Right. So, who followed the star? The wise men. And who was told where to look and what to look for? The shepherds. That's right. Yep. You catch up. If you remember your last carol, what did the angels sing to the shepherds? Another actually slight trick question. Yes. What did the angels sing to the shepherds? Yeah. In the Bible, that glory to God, yeah. But in fact, nowhere does the Bible say they sang. They said the words. So there's a bit of a trick there. Over here, what was the sign that the shepherds were told to look for? No. Definitely not.
We take one off.
So what was the sign that the shepherds went to look for? Yeah, and a bit more specifically, the baby swap, excellent, the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. Okay, over here. Listen carefully. How many wise men or kings or magi does the Bible say came to see Jesus?
Three.
No, it doesn't say. It just says wise men. Again, all right. But again, we can blame our medieval artists for this. Okay. What did Herod say to the wise men why he wanted them to come back to tell him where Jesus was?
So he could kill them.
He didn't say that. So go and worship. But indeed, B's quite right, but he didn't want to worship him, he wanted to kill him. Yeah. Okay, over here, still with the wise men. How old was Jesus when the wise men found him? Excellent. And you notice the wise men are not at the manger at the moment. We'll travel over the next week. So, I mean, that's what, again, blame our medieval artists for painting the, depicting the wise men at the manger. And if you were at the crib service, you'll see that we actually show the village scene when the wise men arrive rather than the manger scene. Okay, coming to close. And again, another reason why people think there are three, what were the three gifts that the wise men did bring? Frankincense and myrrh. We can all get that one. Okay. Okay, over here. What does the Bible say was the name of the innkeeper who would not allow the pregnant Mary to lodge in the inn? Okay, we don't know. The Bible doesn't say. And more importantly, it actually wasn't an inn. The word used to describe what's translated in is actually a lodging place. And if you think about it, Joseph was going to his hometown. He's likely had relatives there, and he would have gone to be put up with the relatives. And they couldn't fit him into the guest room, so they said, love you to stay, but you'll have to go and sleep with the animals. Okay, so that's what happened there. And two more. What is the name of the priest who was told he would not die until he saw the Saviour? Simeon. Okay, thank you. And finally, out of our four gospel accounts, two do not mention the birth of Christ. Only two out of the four do. Which do not? John and Mark, that's quite correct. So, Mr. Scorekeeper, how do we do?
Well, this side started out rather poorly.
But then they really began to race ahead. So the final outcome, we should independently audit this, but you'll trust me. This side had nine, this side had 9.5.
Yay!
Okay, just to reflect on our readings this morning, we've already, as we've done our quiz, we've highlighted that God used the worldly authority of Caesar Augustus and Quirinius the governor to start the journey of Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary were obedient to that call to register. And then we have other characters within the story. We have the shepherds, who were regarded as the lowest in society, who were called by the angels, as we know, to go to see the Christ child wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. We have the angels who are bringing the good news to those shepherds. And what I think the point that I take from these is that God uses all sorts to bring about his plan to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. So whether we are emperors or shepherds, God has a place and a plan for us in his plan to bring the good news to others. And you might like to reflect on who was the angel in your life who brought you the good news of Jesus. And a real challenge, to whom might you be an angel to bring the good news of Jesus Christ today to someone who does not yet know him? So I leave you with those reflections. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Unto us a child has been born, unto us a son has been given. And his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. A very happy Christmas to you all.
Happy Christmas.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
So let us take a moment as we part to our families to say that peace to one another. The peace of the Lord be with you.